Like Mr. John said, my name is Brady Dickerson. I am the current youth director at Rehoboth Baptist Church that I've been blessed to be a part of that for about 7 or 8 months now. And I get to go preach to young adults and teens and everything every Wednesday night. So I'm very blessed to have the opportunity to do that. But today, I just want to talk to y'all about something very quickly. Every time I get up here, I don't usually spend a lot of time. I like to get straight to my point, so that way we can all get out of here and go get something to eat, something good to eat, and just enjoy the rest of our Sunday, right? So, summer's coming up, and every year for summer, at the beginning of the year, we'll all create these New Year's resolutions, right? We want to look good for summer. We want our body to be in good shape. We want to be all skinny, all fit, all muscular, whatever it may be. And a big part of that, a big part of getting skinny, is what you put in your body, right? And if you constantly put in junk food, if you constantly don't do the right things, if you don't have the right habits, your body's going to reflect that. And vice versa, if you do the right things, if you eat the right food, if you do the right habits, your body's going to reflect that as well, and you'll be all fit and skinny. And the same thing goes with different areas of our life, whether it's relationships, right? If we spend time with people, give them attention, our relationships get stronger. But bad things grow too, whether it's negativity, bitterness, lust, anger, jealousy, pride, they all grow too. And then the same thing applies spiritually. Every day we're feeding something, whether it's our flesh, the spirit, faith, or fear, discipline, or laziness. And Paul tells us in Galatians that whatever a man sows, he will also reap. A harvest does not appear overnight. It grows from planted seeds. See, how many people in here, how many like to watch Georgia football, right? I'm sure there's a lot of Georgia football fans in here. We all look forward to fall, those Saturdays in the fall, to watch the boys over in Athens put on a good show for us. And even Seal puts on a good show for us. But it's not just, we only see the end product. We don't see all those days that they're out there working, they're out there sweating in the summer heat, lifting weights. We don't see any of that. But that's what they have to do. It takes time. If they just showed up on Saturdays, they probably wouldn't be a very good football team. They have to go in and day out and practice and get better. That's because small decisions matter more than people realize. So many people, and you may be one of them, are frustrated with the fruit of your life, but continue feeding the wrong things. So that's what I want to talk about today, is what we are feeding and what seeds we are planting. So we're going to be in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. And this is Apostle Paul. He's writing to a group of churches over in Galatia. Once again, that's Galatians 6, verses 7 through 9. And starting in verse 7, here's what he says. He says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the wonderful opportunity you've given me to just come and just let the Holy Spirit flow through me at this beautiful church. Lord, thank you for everybody that came here today. They could be anywhere else on Sunday, but they came to your house to glorify you, to listen to what you have to say to them. Dear Lord, thank you so much. I pray that you just bless this service and give me the right words to say. In your name I pray. Amen. So Paul paints two pictures here. One is feeding the flesh, right? And then the other is feeding the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Whichever one you feed is going to consistently become stronger. And this is true in every area of our life. You know, if you feed anger, you're going to be easier to anger. If you feed gratitude, you're going to be more joyful. You're going to enjoy life more. If you feed lust, you're going to be more impure. And faith is the same way. If you feed your faith, your confidence in God grows. You know, there's this saying that it's like, there's two dogs in a fight, right? Which one's going to win? It's going to be the one that you feed. Whichever dog you feed will be the one that wins. And there's always a battle. Every single day when we wake up, we talked about it in Sunday school. Every single day when you wake up, there's going to be a battle. The devil's going to be trying to pull you away from God. He's going to be trying to pull you away from your walk with Him, right? But every day you have to wake up and you have to deny yourself and pick up the cross and follow Jesus. Not just once a week, but daily, every single time you wake up. And like I said, there's always a battle, whether it's flesh versus spirit, temptation versus obedience, or selfishness versus surrender. And it's not about what is attacking us every day. It's about what we've been feeding. You see, Paul talks about this conflict. Flesh wants one thing, while your spirit, it wants another. And your habits determine which voice inside your head becomes louder, which way you start to lean, right? You always go back to your habits. So I got three questions for y'all today. What am I feeding with my attention? What consumes most of my thoughts? What influences me most? Whenever you wake up in the morning, whenever you go throughout your day, what's constantly going through your head? You know, and if it's not Jesus Christ, if you're not constantly thinking about Jesus and how you can further His kingdom, then that's an idol. Whether it's fishing, hunting, those are two big ones for me. I love to fish and hunt. You know, if I could do it every day, I would. But and there's nothing wrong with that. But whenever you start thinking about that more than you're thinking about Jesus Christ, whenever you're more worried about fishing than you are telling others about Him, that's when it becomes an idol, right? What repeatedly enters you will shape you. You cannot feed sin and expect spiritual strength. You see, small seeds, they create the big harvest. Nobody becomes spiritually mature overnight, right? It takes time. You know, I used this analogy this morning in the first service. Brent does a little bit of farming. Now, if he planted his field and he came back there the next day, would he expect a big harvest? No, because it takes time, right? It takes months and months of watering, weeding out, cultivating, all these different things to get that big harvest, right? It takes time. Growth and destruction happen gradually. Just like growth happens gradually, destruction also does. This is why small compromises matter. You know, some people might say, it's just one time. It's just this one habit. Or I won't do it again. I'm just doing it for this one person. But those seeds, those little seeds like that, they tend to multiply, right? Think about David, for example. Before he ever went and fought Goliath, before any of that, he was a shepherd. He was watching over his sheep. And every single day, almost every single day, he had to battle. He had to listen to God, and his faith was tested. Because God would send lions, all these different things, after his sheep, and he would kill them. He'd kill them with a little slingshot. And then he did all of this in private so that the victory in front of people was produced by the habits that nobody saw. Nobody saw him practicing those habits by himself. Nobody saw him out there with the sheep protecting them, right? That's why it's very important to never underestimate consistent prayer, consistent Bible reading, diving into your Word daily, worship, serving. It's the obedience in small things, because tiny seeds become major harvests, right? And then you cannot, I tell this to my youth all the time, if they had to pick one line that I say to them constantly, it would probably be, you cannot be from this world and worship Jesus. You cannot follow this world and follow Jesus. They're two totally different things, right? And it's the same way with, you cannot feed flesh and starve your consequences. Paul says, whoever sows to the flesh will reap corruption. The flesh always promises satisfaction, every single time. You know, this world tries to tell you, if you follow this world, you're going to be happy, you're going to be joyful, you know? But that's not true. It's all temporary. This world is temporary. Everything on this world is temporary. You can have all the money in the world, the nicest car you could ever have, the biggest house you could ever have. But guess what? Your casket's only going to fit one thing, and that's you in it. You can't take any of that with you. None of that money. None of it goes with you. The only thing that you can take with you is yourself and your relationship with God. Sin grows when fed. Bitterness grows when fed. Jealousy, pride, addiction, all these things grows when fed. Whatever lives in secret eventually grows enough to affect your public life. So you might be thinking you can hide it. You might be thinking that that what you do in private, nobody knows about. But what is in your heart eventually comes out of your mouth and eventually affects the lives around you, the faith of others around you. Think about a fire, for example. Whenever you have a fire, you can have a small fire or you can have a big fire. You can have the biggest fire you want, as long as it's got enough fuel and oxygen, right? So you can keep feeding that fire. You can keep feeding that firewood. You can continue putting wood into it, and it's going to grow. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But as soon as you stop putting that food in there, as soon as you stop putting that fuel, it's going to die out. It's the same way with our struggles. Our struggles can be as big as we want them to be, or they can be as small as we want to be. It's about how much we want to feed them, how much we feed our struggles. If we continue feeding them the wrong things, then they're going to continue to grow. But as soon as we stop, as soon as we step away from those habits, our struggles are going to shrink. You cannot feed impurity all week and expect purity to grow on a Sunday. You know, so many people, they think, man, I'm gonna go to church Sunday. I'm gonna hear that message and it's gonna turn everything around. And then they go to work Monday and they're still feeling a little bit. And then Tuesday comes and it's kind of wearing off. And then Wednesday comes and, you know, they're just there again. They're just at work. And then Thursday comes and they fizzle out as the week goes on because they're not waking up every day, denying themselves, picking up the cross and following Jesus, right? It's an everyday battle. It's not just a one day thing. It's an everyday battle. So I've told you about the bad stuff. I've told you about all the bad things, how we can grow these bad things, how if we don't watch out, they'll take over our lives, how it's gradual, how it's not going to happen overnight. But guess what? The best part of this message, the best part of my sermon this morning, is that good seeds also grow. Paul says, whoever sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life. When you feed the Holy Spirit, your peace grows, wisdom, discernment, joy, strength, all of these things grow. And like I said before, you may not notice it every day, but transformation is happening. Right? See, I told me and my mom, we were joking around about it yesterday while we were cleaning out around the garden. And so basically what happened was there was this... We were cleaning out around the lake house, and she was in the garden bed, and there was this root ball right there. And I walk out of the house, and she goes, "Brad, you see that root ball?" And I was like, "Yeah, I see that root ball." She's like, "I bet you can't pull it up." And me, being me, I'm like, "Man, I'll pull that thing up, no problem." So I reach down there, walk up to it, reach down there, get ready to pull with all my might, and then it just pops right out. No problem. Like it was nothing. Right? You see, this root ball had my mama fooled. This root ball looked all big. And it was. It was about that big, probably, this root ball was. It looked like it was going to be in that ground steady. It looked like it had roots going all over the place. That's why she said, "I don't think you can pick it up." And also, she knew I would never back down from a challenge. That's also why she phrased it like that. But she thought this root ball was in there good, right? But it wasn't. Its roots were shallow. They weren't planted deeply in the soil. So I was able to just come and pop it right out of the ground. And the same thing goes with our faith, right? If our faith is not planted firmly in Christ, if our roots are not planted firmly in Christ, then the devil's just going to be able to walk along and pluck us right out of God's hand. And you might have other people fooled, like that root ball had my mama fooled. You might be able to fool everybody in this church, every single one of your friends. You might be able to fool them, but there's one man you'll never fool. And that's the judge. That's the greatest judge to ever live. That's the only judge that ever matters, right? So let's go back to verse 9. Verse 9 says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." You see, so many people, like I said before, it takes time. So many people, they'll start reading their Bible, they'll start worshiping a little bit, and they won't really see the product. They won't really see the harvest yet. So they miss one night, and then next thing you know, the next night they had something going on. They got home late, so they didn't read their Bible that night. And then the next night they was like, "Man, I'll start back again next week." They give up. They give up like that because they're not seeing the results. But if you go back to verse 9, here's what Paul says. He says, "Do not grow weary of doing good." This means keep praying. Keep reading your word. Keep obeying. Keep worshiping God. Keep sowing that good seed and feeding the Spirit. Because it's going to take time. Right? And whenever you start to do these things, let me tell you something. Whenever you start to do these things, whenever you start to sow the good seed, and whenever you start to get closer to Christ, that's when the devil's going to come at you with full force. Because he sees what God's doing in your life. He sees another disciple coming to Christ. And he knows that you're going to tell other people about Christ. So he's going to come at you with everything he's got. He's going to try to trip you up every chance he can. And whenever something happens in your life, that's when you just got to stay on that steady path and continue. And do not give up. Like Paul said, do not give up, but continue going towards Christ. Because that's what he calls us to do. Now some people in this room, y'all might already feel spiritually weak. But the answer is not condemnation, right? The answer is to feed the right things again. So here's my closing challenge for y'all. Every person in this room, every single one of us, we plant seeds every day. Every single day. Every time we wake up, we're planting some kind of seeds. We're feeding something. Whether it's our thoughts, our habits, the entertainment that we're watching, conversations, priorities, obedience or compromise. So every day we're feeding something. So the question is not, are we feeding something? It's, what am I feeding? Because what you feed grows and what you starve weakens. And maybe you're here today and maybe you realize you've been feeding the wrong things. Maybe your spiritual passion is weakened. But today you can begin sowing those different seeds. Your faith, the Holy Spirit, your relationship with God. Because if you continue sowing these seeds, the harvest is eternal. And let me tell you something. If you're not sowing these good seeds, if you don't know Jesus Christ, then there's one place you'll end up. And that's hell. You see, every single one of us in this room sins. Every single day. We do it. That's human nature. Right? But there's this one thing that we can do to save us. And that's accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. See, God loved us so much that He gave us the incredible power of free will. That means we can go do whatever we want. If I wanted to, I could go up and slap my brother across the face right now. If I wanted to, I could do that. That's that free will that God gives us, right? Now, that would be a sin. And the punishment for sin is death. So somebody has to pay that price. And it's supposed to be us. Right? But God loved us so much that He sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, down to this earth. He lived a perfect life. Didn't sin not one time. Not one time did He give in to sin. The devil tempted Him. And He didn't give in not one time. Right? He lived a perfect life. And He took the punishment for every single one of us. You see, He was convicted of a crime that He didn't commit. He got put on that cross for no reason at all. Not one time did He sin. But He was put on that cross. He was brutally beaten. They couldn't even recognize Him anymore. They couldn't tell if He was a male or female. That's how bad He was beaten. There was no flesh on His back from the amount of whips that He had taken. And that was supposed to be us. We were supposed to be hanging on that cross. They put Him in the tomb. And then 3 days later, He rose again. You see, that same power that rose Him from the grave, that same power, it lives in each and every one of us every single day. So every time the devil tries to trip you up, every single time that something happens in your life, you have that power in you. You have the power of Jesus Christ in you. So the challenge today is, what seeds are you planting? What have you been feeding in your life? And if it's the wrong things, if you haven't been feeding anything to do with Christ at all, now's the time. You could walk out of that door and there could be a truck with a boat hauling to get to the lake in time, right? Because they love to do that on this road. They love using this road to get to that lake. And you could pull out in front of them and dial just like that. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, He's going to look at you. God's going to look at you and He's going to say, "Turn away from me, for I never knew you." But if you make that decision today, if you make the decision to come to know Christ today, He's going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." You could change your eternity with one decision. But it's not up to me. It's not up to your friends. It's not up to your brother, your sister, your mom, your aunt, your uncle, any of them. It's not up to anybody. It's just up to you. It's a decision between you and Jesus Christ. So I challenge you, if you don't know Christ today, come to know Him. And if you do know Him, what seeds have you been planting? What have you been feeding in your life? Is it the seeds of the Spirit? Or is it the seeds of this world? So that's pretty much all I got for y'all. I'm going to pray for us, and then I think Mr. Moore is going to come up here and say a few more words. So, dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given me to just come here and let the Holy Spirit flow out of me, dear God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for everybody in this room who came here today when they could be anywhere else in the world. It's a beautiful day outside. They could be at the lake. They could be doing yard work around the house. They could be anywhere, but they chose to come here and learn about you, dear Lord. Thank you so much for that. I pray that if there's anybody in here under the sound of my voice that does not know you, that they'll make that decision to come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for this church. Thank you for the people of this church. I pray that you continue to bless us. Keep us safe. Keep us healthy. And let us glorify your name in everything that we do. In your name I pray. Amen.